This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I think so. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. 24/7, 365 news cycle right here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. By the way, if you want to get to our website, you can also go to a21r.com. That gets you there. So what in the world is going on? Everything. Today's a big day, a vote expected on Obamacare. Are we repealing it? What? But I do know one thing. John McCain is back. Yep, stricken with brain cancer. John McCain is coming back and will be on the floor of the Senate supposedly today. We're going to find out more about that as the show progresses, because we do expect things to start happening as the show goes on, and we'll bring you that information as quickly as possible. Well, the preachers of hate are out there. Yeah. University of California, Davis. No, Davis, California, the home of the University of California, Davis. And Imam preaching hate and anti-Semitism. Just a little bit. I mean, this isn't the land of fruits and nuts. This is all over the country. So don't blame it on Californians. It's just that we're reporting what's happening here. Are you reporting what's happening in your local mosque, I guess, is the question, all around the nation? I just thought I'd bring that out. I just thought I did. And also, you know, getting in, touching on California, we're going to touch upon a little bit later on in the show. But what is going on at the Oroville Dam? I'll tell you what's going on at the Oroville Dam. I really think that rather than sitting around and engineering the proper things to do to the dam to fix it, we're just basically sitting around and we're all having confabs, if you will, sensitivity sessions on how best to lie to the public. That's just my perception after attending one of these local spillway meetings last night. Yeah. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. And they're going to come up with a report to finally explain green spots. Uh-huh. Well, anyway, the credibility of the Department of Water Resources has been diminished. Again, it seems like every single time they have one of these meetings, their credibility continues to go down the toilet. That swirling sound. That's the Department of Water Resources in California, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. But that's just, you know, I'm just one simple radio guy. Oh, I'm sorry. I almost lost my life because of these people on February 12th. I would have been one of the million or so who would have died the night if that dam had gone down. And it almost did. It was just within 60 short minutes of going down. Think about that. Luis Gutierrez. Yes, Luis Gutierrez from Illinois, representative, speaks out and says we're going to take Trump out. Now, deep state, we're going to talk about the deep state and that state, that organization, John Brennan and all the other people that are out from the Obama administration. They're still back. They've still got all their supporters in the CIA and the various departments that they've left behind, the shadow government, if you will, to try and topple Donald J. Trump. Now, the rhetoric we're starting to hear from inside the deep state is we're going to take them out. And we have some information about that we're going to be talking about in the third hour. The deep state, it's alive and well, ladies and gentlemen. Alive and well. Listen, and I want to tell you, I've been getting emails and a couple in particular from people talking about the deep state over the last couple of weeks. And I want to say that everything pretty much that we talk about here is intricately involved with the deep state. That's why we're called Agenda 21, because we're bringing these facts and information out to you. We think it's very, very important you understand about the deep state. That's why we are the deep state discussion group. It's, and sometimes it's, you know, people say, well, you're just reporting the news that's obvious. Listen to how we report it if it is obvious. And by the way, it is obvious. The deep state is obvious. It's right in front of your face. Now, the question is, what are you going to do about it? You, the listener, what are you going to do? You going to take charge and do something about it? Get vocal, get active, get out there? Because now is the time to do it. You need to get in the face of some of your elected officials that are involved with the deep state. They might not even know they're involved with the deep state. If you got a city councilman that's deep into Agenda 21 issues, and we've explained what these things are at the local level, you need to be in their face. You need to get them out of there. You need to be activated. You need to get people to get them out. Now, good news, by the way, we're going to report this. Good news on the election integrity groups out there. A judge, and we're going to report this, in D.C. said it's okay for the President's Council on Elections to go forward and get data from various states. There was some support groups that were trying to deny this group's request from various state officials, secretaries of state in particular, to provide for them election information. That is all gone now. That's all gone. These jurisdictions, these states, now have a judge who has decided, a federal judge in D.C. says, nope, you got to turn it over to the President's Commission on Elections. Korbach, who is, of course, leading this group, he's elated, and so am I. It's just, you know, the thing is, it's just data that's public data, but they're refusing to turn the information over. Now, I understand the sensitivities about states' rights because, you know, elections are a state's right, and so I would understand a little bit of clamoring going on, but we've had some extremely unbelievable circumstances in the last several election cycles that point to straight-up corruption linked directly to, yes, you got it, the Clintons in the Democratic Party, and certainly Jerry Brown out here in California. So there are a lot of people who have complained now more than ever about our election system being corrupted. And do you think they want people to look at that? No. That's their, you know, see, this is the thing, the left now, especially out here in California, this is the poster child for it all. Look at what's going on with this Jerry Brown, the tyrant, if you will, the tyranny that we have with Jerry Brown. Look at what we have here, because it's going to come to your state soon enough. So just listen, join us in the battle against this. This is a full-on battle that's developing out here in Jerry Brown land. It's not going to come back to the people, but I'm telling you, it is an absolute battle for this country, what's going on out here in California. That's why, you know, I like to be all nationalistic and everything, talk about the nation and talk about Florida, talk about Tennessee, but look, there's a big battle shaping up out here in California for it's the fight against a tyrant. Just like King, the King George thing, you know, back in the rebel King George III. It's the same thing. The battleground is here in California for the preservation of this nation. And that's why I talk about it so much. Anyway, we're coming up to a break. And after the break, well, what's going to happen with John McCain and what's going to happen with Obamacare? What's the Senate going to do? Finally, will we have something that's going to repeal it? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And please feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember, numana.com/agenda for all your prepper needs.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Cool, Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay. John McCain is back. At least he's coming back. That's what we're understanding at this point in time. That he is going to return to the Senate today. This is from Fox News. Senator John McCain, Republican from Arizona, will return to the Senate today, the day of a crucial vote on open debate on legislation to repeal and replace Obamacare, his office announced on Monday night. McCain, who is 80, has been recovering at home from a brain tumor diagnosis. And then he tweets this out, look forward to returning. What kind of a picture does he have on his... Sorry. There's a, you know, it's kind of a yellow thing, like he's in a field of poppies. That's weird. You know how people have on their Twitter things, they've got their pictures or something, icons. John's got one that's, well, I won't open it up. Anyway, look forward to returning to the Senate tomorrow to continue work on healthcare reform, defense bill, and Russia sanctions. Of course, he wants Russian sanctions. Okay, so that's enough for that. And he's got about a million retweets on that and so on. Okay, good. So it says here that this is from Senator McCain looks forward to returning. With McCain's return and barring any other absences, there will be a full complement of senators on hand for the health bill test vote today. It says that includes 52 Republicans and 48 senators who caucus with the Democrats. Republicans can lose only two votes and have Vice President Pence in case of a tie. Now, for those of you that don't understand how this works, if there's a tie, 50-50, right? Because there's 100 senators. And then it's a tie. So who's the tiebreaker? The president of the Senate, who is the vice president. Just thought I'd lay out the groundwork for you. Because some people don't understand how this whole thing works. It's called civics. A lot of people haven't had civics classes. Excuse me, but a coffee break is calling. Agenda 21 Brew is in the house. It says a tweet. Says he looks forward. McCain was diagnosed with a brain tumor following a July 24th craniotomy to remove a blood clot. And, of course, that's where it all came about. The hospital's examination of the tissue revealed that a primary brain tumor, also known as a glioblastoma, was associated with the blood clot. Okay. So, early Monday, Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn, a Republican from Texas, discussed plans to get McCain back to the Senate. They're trying to get approval from his doctors, and of course, looks like that's happened. That was according to Politico. So that's the latest on John McCain coming back. It looks like he's back, and everything that we've heard this morning and on the tickers and all that good stuff indicates that he's back, or he will be back today. So, big day, obviously. I think it's going to be quite a barn burner if they don't get the votes for the Republicans back home. But I don't think they'd be calling for this vote if they did not have the votes. I mean, I'm really, I think this whole thing about socialized medicine, and you've got the Republicans deep in on this, the Republican Party is such a fractured group of people. Now, remember, we got to clarify it here. I'm trying to set some groundwork for everybody. Forget about Republican and Democrat. It's over. You cannot lump people as Republican and Democrats any longer, I don't think, by the traditional definition. I really don't. I think what you can do is you can lump them in together as globalist or Americanists. Yeah, and I'm an Americanist. I'm sorry. Now, you globalist Republicans, you Republicans with the notion of internationalism and all that stuff, and don't take into consideration our Constitution, you're globalist. You're out there with, you know, George Soros and all those other folks. That's just a fact. I mean, we used to call them Rhino Republicans. So forget that. We have two clear camps now, besides Republicans and Democrats. What we have a clear camp, a clear pathway forward, if you will, for understanding the globalist and those that are the Americanist. That's the way it works. That's the way, I mean, that's the definition. I'm trying to get it out there, and you watch. There's already, you know, people trying to divide them up in that fashion. They just aren't getting to the direct point of it all. Globalists are one world order folks. They are the ones who want to take up and divide up our country and spread the wealth from our country, raid our country, jobs, money, cash, gold, protection, and they want to disperse it. But that we become an economic diaspora is what we do. And that's what they've been doing. That's what Obama was all about. That's what Bush was all about. That's what Clinton was all about. That's where it all lays out. And, of course, George Bush the senior. He's the guy who kicked it all off as the president in recognition of Agenda 21, the Rio Accord, United Nations, a new one world order. That's where it all kicked off. But, no, listen, that's the kickoff, the planning and everything else, the laying down the groundwork by the Fabians and everybody else and the communists and the Nazis and the churches and so on. That's been all part of it because, you know, they do want one religion. Encyclical, anyone, one world religion? Those are the globalists. Now, those of us that are conservative, and here's the defining thing. Are you a constitutionalist? Then you're an Americanist. An Americanist, that's what you are. If you believe in the Constitution, if you study the Constitution, and you believe that the Constitution is an imperfect document, that's what Obama says all the time. We play it at the beginning of the show all the time. Why? I want you to learn, ladies and gentlemen, that there are those people that say, oh, it's an inferior document. It's an imperfect document. So therefore, it's up to my interpretation. That's what a dictator does. It's not open to interpretation. It's open for understanding. We don't need to interpret all the different words and expand on them because they're imperfect, and so therefore they're up to my interpretation of it. My personal interpretation, that is not the case. It's pretty clear what the Constitution represents. And see, the belief in the Constitution means you have to have a belief in God. That is the fundamental right there notion between a globalist and an Americanist. Are you an Americanist? And that's, if you don't understand the Constitution, you don't get, oh, I've got a book, I have a Constitution, I read it, and this is what I read. No, you got to read it from a faith-based perspective. And there are people who can read it that are agnostic, they're Muslims or whatever, they can read it and understand it and interpret it from a faith-based perspective. I don't have an issue with that. But if you don't have a faith-based perspective on the Constitution, you'll never understand it. And you'll never understand the notions of things like, oh, how do we separate and form a new state? Or what about even secession? They don't understand that. They clearly don't understand that. It's really kind of funny to watch these people who, like in the case of what we're talking about right now with this CalExit out here in California, they got no clue how to separate and form a nation. Because this is why. This is why, and this will play into our deep state conversation in the third. They want revolution. There are those on the left that really, and the globalists, that really want revolution to wipe out the rest of us Americans. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means the Protestant ethic of America they want to wipe out. You know, that's a fact. That is a fact. That has been such a bugaboo since 1776 around the world. Foisted upon the world, they say, by these founding fathers who wrote a Declaration of Independence, go figure, and gave everybody God-given rights. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, healthcare is here. It's back. It's back. And I guess the question is, how do we fix it at this point in time? Course, what do we do with it? You know, my idea, I'm Paul Rand all the way. I got to tell you, libertarians out there, I'm a Paul Rand fan. Absolutely. I'm a big fan. I got to see him, meet him back in, gosh, it must have been 4 years ago now, 3 years ago. And I'll tell you, I was impressed. I've always been impressed with him. Some things a little dingy, wacky, but I like him. I absolutely like him. And I think, you know, he makes a lot of sense when it comes to healthcare. Here's Joe Manchin. We can get this to right, run right.
This is a big vote for the Senate today. Will they vote on whether or not to open up debate on repealing and replacing Obamacare?
Well, here's the thing. If we all agree it needs to be fixed. I mean, you've heard from Rand to all of us says, hey, we need some repairs done. We know it's not working and the private sector is having serious problems. We believe that we can help the people who got the Medicaid expansion be healthier by giving them some instructions and some overall management, if you will. But it needs to go back to committee. It needs to really be in a committee. So I said simply this, if we vote to proceed, that's the same as voting to repeal. And because you're not going to be able to fix it on the floor, it needs to be fixed in committee.
Now, Senator, I don't know that that's actually accurate the way, and you're a senator, but okay. Isn't this the way it works? Today you're going to vote on the motion to proceed, and then they bring up a bill, and there's a bunch of bills to choose from, or Mitch's and company are going to come up with something else, and then you and every other U.S. senator can offer up amendments and change it to any way you want it. But it looks to a lot of people, Senator, like the Democrats are just the party of no, and they're not going to be part of any negotiation and not changing the bill at all. So I think you do have the opportunity to make it whatever you want.
Well,
if you want
I wish it was the way you just described it.
Okay, so Joe Manchin is not a Republican, and a lot of people think, you know, don't understand that they think he is, and he's not. He is not a Republican. So, I mean, he sounds good, and he tries to put the best face on it, and oftentimes people think that he's a Republican. He's very strong in terms of leaning to the Republican side. That's good. Will he vote for it is another question. As a Democrat, will he vote for this change? That's what he's trying to bring out right now. Ducey is.
That's not the way it works in the real world. First of all, the majority leader controls what amendments, and they can shut down the amendment process. The only place you have an open, unfeathered opportunity to put amendments is in the committee. That's why what we call going through regular order. Now, if that bill would have gone through regular order, and everybody had their shot at it, then it came to the floor, I would agree with you. But that's not what we're doing. We don't have that opportunity. You can't bring the expert witnesses in. You can't look at the facts. You can't make your decision. You can't have your debates. You can have limited debates based on who's controlling what you can talk about. That's what we're in right now, and that's why I'm opposed to it.
Senator, let's shift gears. You're on the Intelligence Committee. You've been there for some of these key
yes.
hearings with James Comey and others. Jared Kushner went out there, seemed very forthright, direct, and transparent, not just with a Senate panel, another Senate panel.
Well, that's another story. I just want to get that story out there about what's truly going on with Obamacare right now. Dwaddled down in committees. Dwaddled down in committees. We don't need no stinking committees. We really don't. What we need are people to, well, I'd say go along with the Rand Paul situation. To go along with it. I really believe that the Rand Paul way to look at it is the right way. That's just my notion of it all. You know, if, and here's the deal. It's 23 taxes. That's what this is. It's 20, look at it. This is what Chris Street has brought forward. Chris Street, on this radio show, brought this forward, what when it first went through 7 years ago. And then it went through the Supreme Court six years ago. And Chris gave the definitive opinion about Obamacare then. It was taxes. And that's what the judge, that's what Roberts ruled. It is taxes. It's a tax. So get rid of the taxes. Break them out. Now they say, oh, we just can't do that. Well, you can't do that because you've got special interest in the insurance companies. They're all at the trough. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's really what this is. I mean, what's best? Socialized medicine. And how's that working out for Canada? How's that working out for Great Britain? How's that work out for you as a patient? By the way, can you keep your doctor? I mean, the bald-faced lies that went on to get this through. What do we think we're doing here? It's outrageous that we even have to have this. But you know what? We aren't elected officials in high places with all this power surrounding us, all the trappings. Drain the sewer. That's what Trump wants to do. This socialized medicine will destroy this country. End of subject. And that is what the globalists are pushing, the globalist party. And we Americanists stand against that. The globalist party want that. If you see a Republican who's pushing for the globalist notion or anything like it through and wants to preserve all these taxes, which are ultimately just going to they're ultimately just going to benefit the insurance companies. How many doctors have left medicine because of they can't stand it anymore? They can't stand the regulations. They're out of business. They can't function in the regulatory environment. They're gone. Obamacare. And then you have the death panels. Just take a look at what's going on with that little baby in Great Britain. Denied medical service. We want to get to that mentality because that's what these so-called Sarah Palin, here you go, death panels were all about, still are there. And they're creeping in. Friend of mine, affected by death panels here in California. I had the discussion, it was a very touching discussion about a week ago. Now, having been in the hospital for quite some time myself with stage 4 cancer, I get it. But how would you like to be that person being singled out? The baby that we're talking about can come to this country and get medical care, or at least try it. But no, they don't want to do that. They ruled against the baby. You're going to let it die. Death panels. They're in Obamacare. And they're here now. They're practicing them. That's what we are against, ladies and gentlemen. We're absolutely against that. Americanist versus globalist. Globalist, not so much. You know, they just love to depopulate the planet. And those of us that are not physically or mentally worthy would be the first. Or age. No, we've lived long enough, so you need to go. That's the priority that these people will show. And they will. They will show priorities about, well, what is your blood pressure like? What are your vital signs like? If your vitals aren't quite up to par, well, you're not getting in. Time for you to go. Those are some simple questions, ladies and gentlemen. Those are some simple things that they consider. Those are some simple things that they consider with the death panels. I know, because I was privy to it. It was affecting me. And by God's grace, I'm here, not by the death panels. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio and visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to Numana.com. newmanna.com/agenda. That's newmanna, newmanna.com/agenda. newmanna.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Manna Foods.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We were talking yesterday about these illegal aliens that were stuffed into a truck. Human trafficking. We did some calculations money-wise, and I was saying about $8,000. We're breaking out the Agenda 21 Radio calculator. Here we go. But listen, this number that I'm pulling out here is not right out of my head. We have talked extensively to Border Patrol agents over the years down in Southern California, who I haven't contacted actually in a while, and I'm going to do that now that I think about it. Kimberly Dvorak has taken the lead on this from Channel 6 News in San Diego. Good friend of the radio show. She's been on here several times. We've resourced her many, many times. And so, you know, we have connections down there. So I'm not saying she gave me these numbers, but some resources that she and I share mutually have given us these numbers. So, you know, this is not a number. And again, I'm rounding off because, you know, sometimes the coyotes are going to get $7,382.65 because that's all they have in their pockets to bring them across the border. That's the way it works. I mean, I'm giving you the basic fundamental. Now they're just doing it with cartels en masse in terms of packing people into stack and pack housing. Just takes a whole new dimension here, ladies and gentlemen, when you think about it. Okay, so if those don't know what stack and pack means, you better do some studying. Heather Goss, as an example, check her out. Rosa Corey, check her out. The divas of Agenda 21. The divas. Stack and pack. So stack and pack takes on a whole new dimension with the globalists, and they're running human beings now packed into 18-wheeler trailers. Un-air-conditioned, of course, hundreds of them. Now, it just turned out that there were 38, apparently. That's the number. Originally, I was told up to 100. In fact, in some places, they're still reporting it. That's not the case. I want to make sure that we're clear on that. The latest number I have of people that were in those trailers is really about 38. So far, as of this morning, 10 dead. Yep, they were in a Walmart parking lot, and people were sticking their hands out the vents and all this stuff, you know, the little doors that they have in the trailers. And they were begging for mercy. They were begging because of heat. This is last weekend, Sunday. They were stacked in there. They were packed in there. Now 10 are dead, and several are still in intensive care. The pictures are pathetic. We have a video. It's pathetic, unbelievable. It's the shoulder cam of the officers as they were opening up the doors to get the people out. It's unbelievable to look at, but that's the way it goes. So let's break out the calculator, and we're going to use this little number. Watch, listen. We're going to type in 8,000, 8 G's. That's what it is. Now, I explained how I got the 8,000. That's what I have been told around that number. 7,000 to 8,000 to 9,000. So I'm going to settle on 8,000. These are from my sources, Border Patrol agents, and so on. 8,000 times 38. And gee whiz, unbelievable, $304,000. Now, let's make the financial connect the dot. How much time do we have? I'm ranting. The financial connect the dot. This is only the beginning of the money flow from these slaves. And that's what these people are. They're slaves. They're coming. What do they have when they come over? They're dependent. So they're going to get right into the dependency gig, which is the next step, because they're valued. They have a great deal of value to them at the other end.
The driver of that semi packed with illegal aliens in Texas could face the death penalty if he's convicted in that human smuggling horror. 10 people now dead, and prosecutors say that more than 100 were inside the truck, were taking turns breathing through a single hole in the side in the sweltering heat. Our next guest says the tragedy is why banning sanctuary cities is so important. Join us right now from Texas is Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve. This is just a horrendous tragedy.
Okay. Now, they're saying 100. Here's that number 100 again. So let me while you listen, I'll break out the calculator and give you the real number here. I think it's 800,000. Hello. I don't even need the calculator.
That should never happen in America. But our policies from the last administration, right, and quite frankly, the Democrat policies of today, of an open border and sanctuary cities, allows and enables these drug smugglers who don't care about human life to put people in this horrific situation.
So are you of the theory, Dan, that if there were not sanctuary cities across the country, we wouldn't see this sort of, drug cartel operation where they essentially truck 100 people to a town?
Absolutely. Steve, when I ran for lieutenant governor...
I got the teacher thing's out right now. They are human smugglers. They're slave traders. They're not drug dealers. Hey, call them what they are. And they have a connection to the slave traders in the United States. Trading for human flesh and slavery, getting money from these people. See, that's the other connection. You've got $8,000 to bring them across, and now you guess what? You've got about another $40,000 to $50,000 of services connected to that individual in America. Who's going to get the services, and who's going to get the money?
Several years ago, I ran on a strong border and anti-sanctuary city platform, and people said I wouldn't get much of the Hispanic vote, and I received almost 50% of it, as did Greg Abbott. The Hispanic community in America understands that this tragedy should not happen to anyone wanting to come to America. Again, you shouldn't have to die to come to America. We need legal immigration reform, mm-hmm, and we need a secure border. But when you have a sanctuary city, and by the way, all over this country, whether it's de Blasio in New York or Rahm Emanuel in Chicago or some of the Democrat mayors in Texas suing us, we just passed an anti-sanctuary city law out of the Senate several months ago. Their policies are killing people, killing innocent Americans, sure, who are at the hands of the criminals who cross, and killing good people who just want to come to America. But
that's it. Lieutenant Governor Patrick is right. Killing innocent people. And when they get here, $40,000 on their heads. Who gets that money? Not the illegal alien. The slave traders get it. Modern day American slave traders. Part of the deep state, I might add. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
B
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and Numana, numana.com/ for all of your prepper needs. Those of you that like all the things that you want to have in case there's an emergency. And by the way, you never know when there's going to be an emergency. What about the deep state? Are they going to create an emergency? And are we going to be unprepared for that? I think so. As we get into the discussion about the deep state, and this is one of the things that we have been discussing on this radio show since day one, everything on the globalist side is deep state. They are getting more desperate because of Donald Trump. Now, I'll tell you, the Donald Trump thing really has them irritated. And really one of the big things that has them irritated is the fact that Donald Trump says God a lot in Christianity. He sounds like a Protestant, which gets back to the roots of this country as a Protestant nation and why the globalists hate it so much. And they do. They hate the Protestant ethic of this nation. Think about it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And email me, paul@a21r.com. And thanks for listening. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21. Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps and...
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.